90s alternative rock band Luna will be playing tonight at Mass Mocha in North Adams. The band, led by singer Dean Wareham, is touring after breaking up in 2005. Wareham and I spoke about Lou Reed, re-releases, and how the band came back together.
There's always a few things with a big decision, I guess, a few things that go into it. One was it had been 10 years. 10 years is sort of a nice round number, and we all got along, and people saying, "Hey, you guys ever going to play together?" And I'm like, "Well, if we are, we're going to do it." That seemed like a good time to do it. And we also have this label had contacted us about issuing the first 5 Luna albums on vinyl in a box set. It's Captured Tracks, a label in Brooklyn, which seemed another good reason to do it. And that is that was supposed to come out last year. I think it's actually finally going to come out this week. It's a complicated thing because we were a band on a major label in the 90s, so a lot of our stuff wasn't on vinyl. That was kind of a period when they just weren't bothering with it. It was like, first it was cassette and compact disc only, and then it was just compact disc.
And yeah, that's interesting because I've seen reissues of the Galaxy 500 albums, but they're a little older.
Yes. Those are a little older. And also, the difference with that is that we band members own the Galaxy 500 stuff, which makes it easier. We found this, these Captured Tracks are in Brooklyn. They're a great label. And I'm kind of amazed they were able to pull it off, actually.
Do you have a favorite Luna album?
I will say Penthouse, our third album. That's probably my favorite. And I really like the last one, too, Rendezvous.
So when you're coming back together after 10 years, how do you pick and choose the songs that you're going to perform?
You know, we have a sense of which songs work well live. And I guess more people want to hear songs from, say, Bewitched and Penthouse, our second and third albums, it seems like. And I feel like those records, it's kind of like the band played them mostly live. We all played them together. There wasn't a lot of layering. It was just like Luna as a guitar band. And then we kind of went away from that. And the next three are kind of have a more instruments on them, which when you come to play it live makes it more difficult, actually.
Has the band discussed at all recording any new material?
You know, we've recorded some covers just for fun. We've recorded a handful of covers, like 6. I'm not sure what we're gonna do with them. If we're gonna put out an EP, or maybe we'll record some more. That seems like a kind of a, well, it's fun and it's easy. I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of Luna albums already.
I did want to ask you, as your bands are very, or seem to be very influenced by the Velvet Underground. I wanted to ask you, how were you affected when Lou Reed died a couple of years ago?
I can remember the day. I think it affected a lot of people, didn't it? Because he was like a figure kind of beyond just another rock star. You know, I think it's like he kind of helped free people to live their lives differently. I mean, you could say the same with Madonna, too, or Lady Gaga, I suppose. But and they'll be missed too, but it was sad. It was it's kind of too bad he had to go that early, and evidently, I guess, from the liver transplant, all of that, from having hepatitis C, which I feel like if it had been a few years later, I think he would have been okay, because there's all these like much better treatments have come along for that now. But he lived a full life.
And in your work composing and working in film, I know you did the music for the Squid and the Whale movie, and there's a very powerful Lou Reed song in that movie.
Yes, yeah, Street Hassle. I had played it for Noah, and he really liked it, but he chose like a great moment in the film, and we were kind of discussing like, is it? That's kind of a devastating moment in the film anyway. He runs away from his, he leaves his dad in the hospital and goes to the museum.
Right.
And over to the Museum of Natural History and stares at the squid and the whale, which remind, you know, because it's reminding him of his when he used to do that when he was a little kid. But together with the music, it's I'm almost crying just telling you about it.
So you did pick Street Hassle for that one. That was your suggestion.
Oh, I played it for him. So I'll take half the credit. He chose to put it in that moment. So, and also a few years later, we were at a screening of a Woody Allen film. He and I, and sitting right in front of us was Lou Reed. And I introduced him to Noah, and he said, "Oh, that's my favorite use of one of my songs in a film ever." So I thought that was nice.
Dean Wareham will bring his band Luna to Mass Mocha in North Adams tonight at 8:30 p.m. For more information, visit wamc.org.
It's true. Right.